12:40, let's start. Yud Tes Amid Beis. Says the Gemara as follows. Shloshim yom minolon, the first narrow line. Yolav pera pera minozik. Sivach ha-washeikam al tifrog. Sivhosam gad al pera saroshim. Malahalan shloshim afkan shloshim. Hosam minolon, amra av masna, sftam zazira shloshim yom. My time, and I'm a crow, kodesh, yiyah, yiyah, begamatria, tlos, and havu. Okay? So this is a 30-day period, which we know all about. Very good. Says Tosfos, something quite remarkable. Asya pera pera minozi yesha omrim sha'asal la'avil diosorek rosho la'chashiva. It says in Nozah Chofef, mafas b'savol osorek. And from Nozah, nah, come on, ain't near a cloud. The Nozah also vada shafilu tolash sara also avalinyan avela shalmishim yipui lo. V'shas ma'isa sha'atim nori rivav hitul. Fine. Rabbeinu Yontif Pirish, unbelievable. This is the most unbelievable thing you'll see. Came in the Kaimel, mixas yom shiv v'kakulo, follow the Kaimel v'kan, mixas yom kakulo, v'yochel legaleach b'yom esrim v'tisha. Huh? He just took 30 and knocked it down to 29. A simple cheshvah. Tosas arav lo pirish kein, lo minan shiyah yom shivet v'lishnei yom v'lim shloshi yom. It's ridiculous. Look at Rav Ranchberg on the side. He says as follows. V'cheimorin b'divri atosus b'divri hakodem b'shem Yerushalmi osu legalech b'erev Shabbos u'chav tes la'velas osu legalech t'lokashut achronim shenosu rosh l'hokal b'zeh ki mi okla rosh negad Yerushalmi mefurish b'asra lo pilagalei tamuda didan look in Kerem Shlomo and Darka Moshe, etc., etc. It's wild. It took 30, made it to 29. Well, what is this? How can it be? All 30 is 29? It sounds so strange to us. How can it possibly be? Okay. Let's now go to the Gemara Chav Beis Amid Beis. We're trying to go a little bit in order, but some things have to go out of order, as I told you. Chav Beis Amid Beis. What does it say? There's a whole daf, a whole amud, I should say, a distinction between Kol HaMesim and Avavimo. Mamish the whole amud. It also has Kol HaMesim, a Kol HaMesim, a Kol HaMesim. Avavimo is different. This is going to be a very critical refrain. So we're going to pick one of them. I'll call a mason, call him Mistap of the Achalamid Yom. It's about the 12th line. I love Avalimo, Ach Yigru Bochaveiro. Full son. That's that. Full. That's it. That's the whole sugya. Two lines. Sok Tosfos. Ach Yigru Bochaveiro. Near the regal Enem of Atal Dovazet. When I've been a Yerushalmi, Rab Shmuel, Rab Avdimi, the Mono Talson Yomid. So finished. 7 and 30 are set calendar times. Yontif knocks it off. Yigubo Chaverov, forget about it. It's nothing to do with Yontif. Yontif can't knock that off. Everyone understand that it's perfectly logical what Tosfos is saying. There's a couple of gears issues coming up. Let's see this briefly. With Simcha Nami Ashkach and Hachal Yud Beis Chodesh, Ben Regal Mevatel. How can ever have Yud Beis Chodesh by Simcha? You'll never get there. Within 12 months, you have three regalim. It's a time to disaster. Obviously, it says that the very next Gemara, right? Al Yom Yud Beis Chodesh. But there's a regal in between. It's clear that regal does not knock off anything from Yud Beis Chodesh. Fine. Okay, Sfarim Shekosim and Ogiru Bo Chaveirov. Instead, we have the Girsa V'yigaru, they have Ogiru Yerushalmi. V'nirin Shuto Sofrim Kim Kamosha Gosafti Ad Shishalech Per V'yigaru Bo. Not O. Everyone so far? Okay. Ad Kan. So now I come Rabosai to the following Shaila. Halacha L'maisa Mamash happens all the time. Person loses a parent, Abba V'imo. Comes Yontif. If a person is clean shaven, in 2 days it's Rayigah Baruch Averov. Good. So, once 30 days pass, he shaves right away. The 30th day in the morning, with some kakula, goes take a quick shave. Fine. What'll happen on the 20th day, it's Erev Yontif. Mahadin. Happens all the time. You're in the 20th day of the Shloshim. Comes Yontif. So if you ask me, it's logical you should be able to shave. There are two issues with shaving. There is the calendar issue, and there's the Gaara issue. The calendar issue is eliminated by Yontif, as it is for any other relative. And the Gaara issue already happened 18 days ago. That's what I would have said. The question is it true or is it not true? I asked you to see a Mishnah Berurah. Why open a Mishnah Berurah of all things? Well, then I look at it. Because there are two texts in the Mishnah Berurah. Did anyone notice that? No. Anyone have a Mishnah Berurah with you? They changed the text of the Mishnah Berurah. What's your text? Get an old Mishnah Berurah and see what it says. The new Mishnah Berurah, they changed the word, the key word. It's in Tav Kuf Mem Ches, Sifkot and Lamed Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says, Ho the regal sif test, Mevata looks there as Shloshim Beshar Mason. Abu Ova Vimo, Shos Lasapa, Shigibu Chaverov, Afilu Pogabo, a regal the Acha Shloshim, Eno Mevata. Okay. Lamed Dalet. Vim Gorobo. Oh, our case. The guy has before Yontif. Af blank Shloshim Mutter. What's the blank say? Biyom? Anyone else have? The original text is Betoch. Af Betoch Shloshim Mutter. And they corrected it. Taf Biyom Shloshim Mutter. I know. The rabbi says biyom, but the original Mishnah Berurah said betoch. What does it say on the Barilan? I wasn't looking on the screen. Biyom. Okay, no one has the original text anymore. If you look at the old Mishnah Berurahs, it says betoch. Fine. Let's nasi sevim v'nagza. Let's analyze it on our own. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So today, the hero of today's shiur is the Divrei Sofer. He's been a sort of, on the bench, waiting to come into full glory. Today is his full glory day. Shin Tzadi Tes Sif Dalet. Okay, let's take a look. Shin Tzadi Tes Sif Dalet. Shin Tzadi Tes, for both sides, Sif Dalet. What does it say? It says, "Ho the regal mevatel gzeres shloshim b'shar mesim, avav b'ovav v'imo she'asul l'saper at sheyigru bo chaverov, afilu poga bo." Every word counts. It's a mechaber speaking. Afilu poga bo horegel li'achar lamid yom eino mevatel. What do you say? What if Pogabo or Regel Liacha Shigbo Chaverov? It's a good inference from Lush the Mechaber that Shir Gara is not Mevatel, but the Regel is Mevatel. Who said so? The Divrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim over here, if you have it, thank God, it's on page Tof Resh Tzadi, hey? Take a look. You'll find it in Sivkotin Ayin Aleph and on the bottom Kuf Nun Ches. So let's take the Kuf Nun Ches first. Kuf Nun Ches. You know what? I'm reading to you Ayin Aleph. Those who have it on the screen, have it on the screen. Those who have the Divrei Sofer, have the Divrei Sofer. If not, you just listen to what I say slowly. It says, Ava Ve'imo, Shos the Sapra Shigabo Chaverov, I feel the Pogabo Regal Yacha Lamed Yom, ain't a Mevata. It means the Regal's not Mevata, right? Because he hasn't reached Gara yet. But if you've gotten to Gara, it sounds like, what does it say? Emes, the Lush of the Mechaber is quite clear. Emes a Regal Mevata looks there with Shloshim, Afav of Imo, Havikol Yacha Shloshim. That's the push up shot in the Gemara, right? Of Imo, why? Because you haven't gotten to Gara yet. Right? After the Shloshim, also Shigaru. Isla Stapa, who are Machmash Chaser Gara. Ulfizeh, Okay. Right. That seems to be quite clear. That's a simple read, which would indicate Nar Yisigam Zakanti, that what he didn't see, but it's true anyway, that you can shave before Yontif. Ela kavana lomar the cave and the other vimo is buchum yachriti shene mistaba chige bo chaverov machmerin and gamke the regel enem bevadach zera shloshim rekem oto shloshim shein moara slos gara at the base house of rights and submission sadi kufnan ches okay bedivri amachaber I efshel afarish kedivri knes agdol shem machaber hosu besov tvarov Shefilu poga bo harega leachas shloshim yom, ena mevatel. Her akavana he sheregel bekochol levatel shloshim, abel ena bekochol levatel din gara v'tzarachiyun. Because the derech achayim, abel b'avavim moshos l'sapar shigav chaverov. Afilu poga bo harega leachas shloshim, ena mevatel ashir gara shenisbar liel shu shloshah chadoshim. But we have gara not in 3 months, and in 3 days if you clean shaven. So in that case, it's clear as day from the Mechaber. He says it's impossible to argue. You can't argue that you can shave before Yontif. So you have to go back to the old text in the Mishnah Berurah. B'tol Shloshim, Chabafurush Mechaber, as explained so beautifully, incontrovertibly, by the Holy Divrei Sofrim and the Holy Emek Dover at the bottom. There's a problem. So again, how long does it take to have the din of Gara? So we always says 3 months. They were all Rabosai, they had beards, and I guess they didn't take haircuts too often. I saw a guy from my shul who obviously hadn't taken a haircut since Corona. I looked at him, what a hippie. So I looked at him, I said, I gave him a word. Next week he came in with a haircut. I assume he hope he didn't take a chance on his life because of me. But he'd come in with a haircut. If you take a look in Simon Shin Sadi, here in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot and Dalit, Shlosha Chadoshim, yeah, that's what it says. That's Megalchen Rak Rosha. Av a Medina Shem Megalchem Zekona, parentheses, I like a Sparai, but with a Meshich, oh, not with a Chalila, with a razor. They didn't have electric shavers in the time of the Node of Yehuda. Shir Garaz Man Kotzer Yosef, 2 days. Then he quotes Bnei Ashkenaz, what? It takes 30 days to tell you you look terrible if you haven't shaved? You kidding? Ask your mother. Yeah? It goes back and forth. Fine. Now we're going to go to Sivkot and Gimel. And a regal Mahani in Sivkot and Gimel in the Pische Tshuva. I'm now in Shin Tzadi. Not Shin Tzadi Test. I'm in Shin Tzadi. So here it says in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Tzadi, it says as follows: Siv Dalet Achol Meisim Begarach Hashloshim Yom Avimal Chi Igur Chaverov Ein Aregel Mahani in Poga Kodem Shigur Chaverov. What does it imply again? No. If the regel is Mahani, if Poga Achla Shigur Chaverov. No? Sounds that way to me. So they didn't have it in those days. It took 3 months. I wonder what the Divrei Sofrim says over here. I didn't look too carefully. But it seems to confirm his wisdom. Shin Sadi Ramah Sif Dalet. See what he says? Today, I thought it was Divrei Sofrim Day. Divrei Sofrim Day. Shin Sadi. Let's read it again. Okay. The Ramot says, Ein aregel mahani in poga kon shigur b'chaverov. What does he say over here on the bottom? He should say, this proves what I said later on.
That's what he should say. I'm trying to find something over here. So far, I'm seeing nothing. Oh. Chavtes is the other way. It says, "En regel mahani en pogam konshi urechaverev." Chavtes liach hashloshim konshi urechaverev achi urechaverev. Shen regel mafsik klum ba'averus avavimo. That's similar to sparos figures. No, doesn't say either way. Maybe in the bottom he spoke about. There's no what we call Bir Halacha, maybe there is a what we call an Emek Dover. I'm looking over here to see any Emek Dovers here, if he has anything about this. I don't know. So far, I don't see any coolest, but the Chor, the Lashon of the Ramah, is clear that what he says later on is right. But again, I'm looking here. I told you today is the Divrei Sofrim day. I'm not seeing anything. But if I skip something, and I am lo yiru, I told you I often miss things, you'll let me know. Back over here. So it's clear as day that he holds the Machab as Meferish against the Doch of the Knesset Gedola, that if you have a situation in which there is gara before Yontif that you should be able to shave. The Pischa Tshuva is over here in Sivkotan Gimel. Okay. V'nira du adinit de'en regal ima gara mahani and paga b'kodim shloshim. Do we say? The Chumra. V'chein, here's the key. Chein mavur le'el simen shin peites if hey, in giyutz. Uh-oh. Here is going to be the kryptonite. Is going to slug up any kula we want to have. It's the mefurish of mechaber lechumra in shin pei tes hey. Om the menodeh biyehuda rechaim al dvar sheelam igiyaz managara bechol amoed herech b'zeh b'siyin b'ofen shebechol amoed vada ein lahatir uve erev aregel im goro bo chaverev yoseh roer lahatir avtol shloshim chol zanir al halacha v'lo lemaisa jishyashe b'dover v'tema Shalozocha klami divir shulchanorach l'simin shin peites, and now the less then tzorach boshesh kigiyos v'tisvaros shavim, and the tshuva meyava is talmid tom ala bezeh, and he brings people who are machmir osim amorim shemekilim b'tol shloshim al av emi pas haregel v'somcha anoda b'yehuda anal yiyah lehem asheyiyah al yichelki imoem, and he is a talmid of the noda b'yehuda. It says to look at Adoni Avis Kenny Panamiris, made us work again for us, Chelik Beis, Simon Nun Gimel, Mashi. Maybe we'll have it hit gold again. Maybe he'll hold like me. I'm a Noda Behuda fan. Because logically, Noda Behuda is correct. And the Divrei Sofim was not from the column over here. He says the Mechaber says like the Noda Behuda. There's no other way to read it. No other way to read it. What did he say? No, he wants Simen Adoni Nun Gimel, not Kuf Nun Gimel, Nun Gimel. Ponem Miras Chelik Beis Simen Nun Gimel. Okay. Nishalti Ovim Al Ovim Imo Tokri Beit Chosh Baal Bris. Nah, Baal Bris, not doing anything. Oh, the regal Mavatak Zeres Shloshim B'Shar Meis Ovim Imo Ostel Vavach. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't think it proves anything so far. Okay, put it aside. So let's now, according to Morena Rav Divrei Sofrim, is a steer in the Mechaber. Right? Because he says the only way to read Shin Sadi Tesif Dalet is the Noda Behuda's way. There's no other way to read it, he said. But in Shin Pei Tesif Hei, he says Fakert. So you have to look first in the original sources. Let's take a look, please, in the Rush. Let's always go back to the source. Simen Nun Gimel. That's where the original thing starts. Simon Nun Gimel in the Rush. Let's take a look there and see what it says. By the way, I apologize. Ramban was page Kuf Tzadi Beis instead of Dalit. People looked in vain. I apologize for this Bittul Torah. I can correct it. Many of my handwritings are poor, but this is a famous Beis Dalit mix-up. I can tell you some stories about Beis Dalit mix-ups, which were very much sadder than this. One day I'll tell you on Shabbos. So you ask, remind me, I'll tell you a story. Ooh. Still bothers me so many years later. Okay, we're looking at the Rosh Siman Nun Gimel. Everyone has it? Take a look. The Rosh says in Siman Nun Gimel, Uvi Rishalmi Halacha Ches, Mefaresh, Shal Ove Ve'imo, Osa Lilbosh Kelem Meguhotzim, Adyut Beis Chodesh. No one bothered to say that, by the way. In other words, in the whole long string on Chof Aleph Med Beis, so many cases, the distinguishing between Ove Ve'imo and Shar Mesim, it only has shaving. You have to wait 12 months. You can be Chavero. Doesn't say it by Giyot, but the Rishalmi said so. Okay. If the Rishalmi doesn't argue with the Bavli, Beferish, we probably pass like the Rishalmi. We'll see if someone disagrees. Uva Ove Rabasi, Perek Tes, that's Masech HaSmachos, Achi Yagia HaRegel, Vigi Bo Chavero, Ad Kandiri Harai Bezal. For Rambam Zal, it's not Iranian right now. It's not our point over here right now. Oh, the Rambam is geared to muta lava v'imok achas shloshim yom. Well, come on, in Bavli it's not mentioned. Me you afal pi shlo nimse b'gemara di dan. For some regal why do it regal there? It doesn't say regal when it comes to tisporis. Look at the beautiful pshat. Who wears iron clothes except for yontif? About tisporis, nika shich with saro. Right away, his hair is too long. It's Nika before Yontif. Ad kan divrei harosh. Everyone understand clear? Clear as day. Fine. Now, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. Shulchan Aruch has in Shin, Pei, Tes, Sif, Hei. See what it says? See where it comes from. Shin, Pei, Tes, Sif, Hei. Listen carefully. We didn't see that in the Rosh. Here's a beferish. So the Pesachet Shuva said, assuming the equation between what and what? Between Tisporis, I mean Shin Pei Tes Sif Hei. Between Tisporis and Giyutz, it's a checkmate in the Noda Yehuda. How could it not have looked there? Where did this come from? Where did it come from, this language? Where did it come from? Haramban, look on the side. Comes from that. That's the Ramban that I asked you to look at, Kuf Tzadi Beis, not Kuf Tzadi Dalet. I apologize. Let's read it in the Ramban. It looks like there's a checkmate on the Noda Yehuda. Take a look, Kuf Tzadi Beis, if you have it in front of you. Kuf Tzadi Beis, we're starting from the words Zusha Kasavna. Zusha Kasavna, may I reshell me? Alova Vialimo. Yud Beis Chodesh, Tana Yoba Beibel Rabosi, Achi Agia Haregel, V'yiger Abo Chaverov. Okay, that's fine. Bia Begumorlo, Mashri Chilik Megiyot Ben Abba Vimel Shah Mesim, Asamchina Hanach Mishum Chamina Giyot Mitzvah Boris. Okay, Hilkoch. Oser Ad, Shagia Haregel, he adds two words. Liach HaShloshim, V'yiger Abo Chaverov Lomar, Levosh Kelim Megu Hotz Nechor HaRegel. Tanatama de bina regal of the la'il below regal in chaver makirba of lovish kenem chadashim of guwatzim in the gabo. He lived to sporis. Kevan shehich b'sar gorimbo. For Rambam somach apshara gemara v'mata giyut ziyachas shloshim afil avavimo. As we saw before. So we'll stop with the quotation right now. So the Ramban added something, which is a chiddush nifla v'nara. But what can you do? The Machala quotes the Ramban. We're stuck. No. But it's a stira in the Mechaber, according to the Divrei Sofrim, who said it's clear as day from the Mechaber in Simon Shin Sadi Tes. So it's Shin Pei Tes against Shin Sadi Tes. Gewalt. Seems to me, therefore, Rabbi says as follows. This is my love to Shavar to try to defend the Divrei Sofrim's original statement and to defend the Noda Behuda. Shouldn't be against the Mechaber. Listen carefully, please. Rabbi Sai, how can you do this era of a regal? Shoshim's not over yet. Yontif knocks it off. If Yontif knocks it off, what right do you have to do it before Yontif? You're shaving before, not Avivimo. Brother, you shave before Yontif. Why? It's not Yontif yet. You put on the garment, the nice press garment, before Yontif, presumably. Huh? Is that true? Here's the answer. All you're missing is you're missing an hour. Yontif's coming in an hour. Chazal gave you a special dispensation to do what you have to do, the covered haregel. But you're going to wait an extra hour. By the time the hour is up, you can't shave anymore. It's Yontif. But I'm a chal Yontif. Chas v'sholem. But I'm a chal Yontif. Oh. When it comes to Abavimo, Rabbi Osai, here is the difference between, listen carefully, between Tispores and Gihut. Because an hour before Yontif, the Shia Gara has come already in our world 18 days ago. Now day 20 of Shloshim, the Shia Gara was already 18 days old. It's ancient. But you can't do it, sorry. Within Shloshim, you can't do it. Now comes Yom Tif, and we have a special dispensation to do it before Yom Tif, the Kvod Yom Tif. That only works by shaving. When it comes to Gihutz, guess what? Until the sun sets and Yom Tif sets in, it's not yet Yigur B'chaverov. Rabbosa, I dare say, I know you guys, and half an hour before Yom Tif, you're still in your t-shirt. Barely got out of the shower. If that. You know, Yontif, especially Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkot, are crazy, hectic days. You know when it becomes Yigur? You walk into shul. And you know, many people in my shul, we have an early minyan for an Erev Pesach, Mincha Gedola, and Erev Sukkot, Mincha Gedola, because the people, it comes the last minute, everyone's hectic like crazy. Guy doesn't walk into shul to Baruch Hu. If that. So therefore, the Ga'ara only takes effect when? On Yontif. That's what the Russian Rabban say. It's not Niker until Yontif. So for Ovi V'imo, the Rabban and Shulchan Aruch say, it's us the bear of Yontif within Shloshim, because when it comes to the Giyutz, you're not just Mechusas Man, another hour from now, Yontif is going to come in, so we give you a break an hour earlier to take a shave. You're also Mechusar Gara. There's no Gara yet. There's no Gara yet. We call it a kind of a chus of maisa. Depends on the new shini and the matzav. Because Yontif, you normally would go hotzim, but not an hour before. So therefore, I'm suggesting the following nekuda. Once Yontif comes in, it should be mutter begihutz, the achar haregel, and even in chalamayit, perhaps. Take a look in Simon Shin Sadi Tes Sif Aleph. By comparison. Sif Aleph. What does it say? Tells us over here. Vabom medina seyam, end of Aleph, based at Shivya, Vashah, Shemon, Chachamim, Mutarim, Lesapra, Lechabes, Medina, Velas, Osa, Bekulam, Kamo, Bechol. Okay? So we can suggest that if the Avelis was knocked off, because Shloshim knocked it off, excuse me, Yontif knocked it off, so Shloshim is passed, right? So even though according to my Shtikl Torah, we have a distinction between shaving and ironing clothes, or wearing beautifully pressed clothing, because when it comes to shaving, all you were missing was the hour. When it comes to the clothes, you're missing the gara as well, because the circumstances haven't changed yet. So Chol HaMoed, I would say, should have been okay. Should have been okay. I am within Shloshim of the Kvura, who cares? Even according to the Mechaber, the regular Mevatel Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh, from the moment Yontif comes in, he reached Shir Gara. The problem is, it says no. It says, you can't wear Begodim Beguhatzim in the regal. Even in regal, as we just said before, Shin Pei Tesef Hei, one more time. What does it say? Also, at Sheyigiru, at Sheyagia regal Achashloshim, V'yigiru Bo Chaverov. But it's going to be also not only Erev Yontif, it's also on Yontif as well. Why should it be also on Yontif? Here's the answer. Regal is Mevatel Shloshim only when it comes in. You got a whole long Shtikl Torah about that. When the regal comes in, that's what knocks off the Shloshim. And at that moment in time, it was no Shir Gara yet, because the Gara comes after the regal comes in, when your friends see you. So the regal is not about the Shloshim with respect to Giyutz. How can it be? Oh, what's this? Schizophrenic? Shloshim still exists with respect to Giyutz, but not with respect to Tisporis? Schizophrenia? How can it be? How can it be? The answer is that regal knocks out Shloshim if he gila shigugara. If not, the Yisra remains. You can find the opposite is true. The Shir Gara is 3 months. We saw in the Ramah Shim Tzadik Sivdalit. When regal comes in earlier, what happens? He's also begiluach and muta begiut. Beferish. Right? Shakrovim. He's also begat, also betisparos for 3 months. Muta begiut, as soon as Yontif comes in. So it works the other way around too. Right? Before he got Tov Shloshim, he got Shir Gara for Giluach, and not for Giyutz. So there's no Gara for Giyutz until Kedisa Zerego. So Tisporos is Mutta and Giyutz is also. The same the other way around. Giyutz is Mutta and Tisporos is also. It's not schizophrenia. The Meiri says so. In Chav Beis and Midbeis, he suggests it. Quote, Hitiru Tisporos after Av Aim, Kol Shepoga Regal Yachashiva, what's the Matov Shloshim? And he says, "V'avsu niraloma dafka k'shahoyis Hashem garas chaverim, etc." See, klar erev a regal within 30 of avimo is mutter. So the Meiri says that this opinion, which he found from going to Yerushalayim, is against the Yerushalmi. Because we're saying no, the Yerushalmi is referring to a case of lo gorav chaverov, and the gorav shi was only hit with gorav chaverov. So far, Abosai, I think my Shtikl Torah is very good. I'm defended no to be Huda. I resolved to steer in the Mechabas in Shin Pei Tes and Shin Sadi Tes. Oh, so far, so good. Now, there's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is really quite remarkable. He quotes something from the Smak. I asked you to see this on the Mar Makomas. Simon Shin Sadi.
Rabbi?
Yes, sir.
Rebbe thinks that the Rebbe's shot works in the Lashon HaMechaber in Shin Pei Tesef, right? Like, doesn't it sound like Rebbe's explaining Shin Pei Tesef just being a Metzius, that there will never be Giyur. But according to what Rebbe's saying, that he's saying that you need Achar Shloshim plus Vigar Bo Chaveiro.
I agree.
He's saying a halachic Metzius. And according to Rebbe, it's not. Is the din of Shin Pei Tesef really true? In other words,
of course it's true, because there's no gara until the regal.
We said that's a Metzius question.
But the Metzius, they describe the Metzius. The Torah is following two of the greatest minds that ever lived: the Rosh, his father, and the Ramban, who both said exactly the same thing. that there's no gara when it comes to giyutz until the regal starts. They both said it. So that's what he's in that context. We understand very well what he said. Can they really? I hear you. You're saying you're creating a new metzius. Why didn't they envision the new metzius? In today's world, you have to have freshly pressed clothes in certain law offices every single day with a pressed shirt and a pressed suit and a pressed vest and all. We were talking in those days. Can they really?
The pastors in Shulchan Aruch, Rebbe is saying he's addressing a metzius rather than a din.
Correct.
Isn't that a big finish?
Why? Both his father and the Ramban projected that metzius is shot in the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi says regal. What did the Yerushalmi say regal for? The gara doesn't do it regal. So they both say that there's no gara without a regal. So the Torah is reflecting that. That's what I thought. Okay. That's the best I can do. Shin Sadi Siv David says the Torah. Fine. So we saw before that the Knesset Gedolah is matchik, and the Divrei Sofim said that Mechabi can't be matchik. Fine. Let's take a look over here what it says in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says like this. Quotes a chiddush, which we don't fully understand where it's coming from, but it's here. The smack. What will happen if Shloshim Yom come before the regal? Okay. Kosin Luka Yosef. You can see it there. Yesh Omer Demover Shloshim Yom V'Achakach Bo Regal Oz Regal Mafsik U'Mahani Levat Al Zanagara comes in the smack. Now, where's the Nebuka Yosef? People like to see things inside. You all have a Nebuka Yosef. It's page Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal Ad. If you have the old Gemaras, always look things up twice. I read it from the Beis Yosef, it comes from the Smak. It's good to see a second time. Yud Dalet Amud Aleph Ad. Now, in my print, it would be. I think Lamed Hay. Maybe it's Lamed Vav. I'm not finding it. Do you have the book of Yosef, the old print? He says to look on your Dalet Amud Aleph. Oh, I have Ad. Ad Shikibu Chaveru. B'Yushalmi Mashma. It's on page Lamed Hay in the new print. The very beginning of your Dalet Amud Aleph. The Lomahani Regal Vurgolim Shavu Olav Achir Godol Sarah Lomasim if they are rowing. Yesh Misha, maybe Raya, may hold Armina, Shainu Nichas Abbas and Mishta, Yud Bez Chodesh, Tika Sholosh Vurgolim. Almain Regal Mafsu Dovers that came down with the Gara Sword. 100% right. Vyesh Omrim, who's this Yesh Omrim? He says a little hay in my edition. Vyesh Omrim, Smak, Simit Sadi Zion. Dim Avru Shloshim Yom, Vachakach Boha Regal. The yos are regal mafsiko umahani levat alzman agara kmoshe mo lefnei shloshim b'shar mesim. So pilei ployim. They want to change the gears over here, but that's the correct gears. So it's in the mukel because it comes from the smack. Okay, I just read it to you. If you take a look over here, as follows, there is a darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe. Take a look. Again, he quotes in the book of Yosef, it's B'divri HaSmak, who's in K'mo She'echtov B'samuch. Where's the Smak B'samuch? HaGos Ma'im B'Shem Smak, Im Ovo Shloshim Yom Kona B'Regal. Where's HaGos Ma'im B'ni? Beis. Anichi Pasti V'lo Motzosi. It's in HaGos Smak. Okay, so if he couldn't find it, I'm not going to try to find it. Okay? But it's in the Smak itself. Or maybe it's in Agos Maimi Constantina. Ah, that's why you couldn't find it. If the Frankel, you'll have it. It says it's Halacha Hey. B'Shem Smak. Im Rovu Shloshim Yom Konam Aregel Haregel Mafsik Ve'Netzorach Lamtan Shigibu Chaverov. Why? To Yerushalmi. Shir Gara Shloshim Yom. Kach Arevel Mafsiko. Pilei Ploy Masmak. It's hard to understand this. It doesn't make sense to us at first glance. Venere, he goes on, is afilu chal yom shloshim mishloshim harishonim. In brackets, Right? You have the Constantina Hagos Maimony? Well, I have a Rambam here somewhere. Let's check the texts. Thought I had a Rambam here. Oh, here's a Rambam. We'll look at the Fus Constantina, Perik Yud Halacha Hey. Because there are different texts over here, as we see. Constantina, Perik Yud Halacha Hey. Zelashon Smak. Avalam Yom Konish Regla, Regla Mavsiko, and Tel Amtan Shigur Chavev. Tamish and Omer Yushalmi. Lesser Lefanenu. Ah. Rabbi Frankel. Lesser Lefanenu. You don't have to Yerushalmi. Now, I kind of proved it to you, because the Torah is, the new Beis Yosef, everything is quoted, and there's no citation over here. But they don't say Lesser Lefanenu. Okay. Yeah. So called Yerushalmi. Shir Gara Lamed Yom, Lukacha Regla Mavsiko. V'ner dafilu chal yom lamed erev aregel mutl l'saper kevin de mixes a yom kukulo ken also liom lamed mitzosa milamed ha-shniim. They made up two kinds of shloshims. K'darmina b'shameisim yom zayin olo l'kan o l'kan sh'ne mitzosa yesh v'l'din lamed v'odin v'ava v'ima b'yom lamed v'ava lamed rishonim k'k sh'ava mitzosa yom mutl b'gir tzit l'chboses k'en nirali di yom lamed l'gab y'lamed sh'niim sh'l gara d'ava v'ima ha-vikim o'im zayin l'gab y'shameisim naf kamina. Shimchal erev haregel yom lamed shemutu legalech bo kishayim os hashana im gorobo biyom lamed tenei diim lo gorobo bishayim os hashana tzorach lahachm tin shlosh and lamed shniim yikomakom im gorobo biyom lamed mahani afilu below regel. Torah chadasha. The whole thing is wacko. The whole thing is the same way. I have to be honest with you, the same way that I was fighting hard for the note of Yehuda, because it makes logical sense. Shloshim is knocked off by the Yontif, and Yara was already 18 days old. So too, this smack doesn't make any sense, the Chora. How in the world can you say that Yontif knocks off Yara if Shloshim Yom passed already? So what are you going to do with Yud Beis Chodesh of Simchas Mereus? It's impossible. It's always Shloshim Yom, and then you bump into a Yontif, you bump into three Yontifs, or one pastor, you bump into two Yontifs, at least. Hey, Yud Beis Chodesh. It's so hard to understand. And then he created a double shloshim, a first shloshim, a second shloshim. There's an alternate universe here in this map. What are you talking about? Okay. Well, let's try to figure it out. So if you look at the Darkei Moshe in Sif Kotten Gimel, Rabbi Osai, the Darkei Moshe. Look what he writes. Those who have it should look inside. Look what he writes. Uvakolbo shir gar shloshim yom acha shloshim yom rishonim. Huh? Chavav on the bottom. It's Diri Asmak. The smak holds 60 days. We saw the Ramah the minute of 90 days. He has 60 days. That means 30 plus 30 of Shakrovim. Yigibo chaverv tov shloshim yom ashniim, as we said. The answer is, you know where he got it from? He got it from a Yerushalmi, which Tosus says is a typo. Let's go back to where we started the Shia. How did we start the Shia today? We saw Tosus at the very beginning in Chav Beis Amid Beis. He said, was it a typo in Yerushalmi? Maybe not. What does it say? Yesh Svarim Shekosu Ben, O Yiger B'Chavei Rav Yerushalmi. It's a Tosus Svarim. No, it's a Tosus Ofrim. It doesn't make sense, but the Smak apparently had that gear, so. Right? So Yigir Bochaver of Tosh Shloshim Yom Hashniim. So name of the Regel Mevatel after Shloshim Yom Rishonim, which is the beginning of this original 60. The whole Yisod of the Smak is there is if the Zman Kosuf the Shia Gara, the Regel's Mevatel. Regel's Mevatel 7. Regel's Mevatel 30. Well, Regel could also be Mevatel the second 30. Take a look at Bosa in the Divrei Sofer. I told you it's the Divrei Sofer's day today. There's a Birur Halacha over here. The Birur Halacha, Shin Sadi Sivdalit. Let's take a look. Shin Sadi Sivdalit, Birur Halacha. Here we go. Let's see if we can find it. Oh. Whoa. This is long. This starts pages and pages earlier. On Tov Kuf Samach Tes, if you want to look inside. Hachigabel Chaverev. Quotes him Mogmoy Kot. Quotes him Shalmi. Al Kola Mason, who also betik lachas at Shloshim. Alava Vimo, at Shishlach Pera. Oh, Hachigabel Chaverev. Toysa says it's a Tosof and Yushalmi. Hachishlach Pera. Vi, Yigabel Chaverev. But the Rambam says, at Shishlach Pera. Oh, Yigabel Chaverev. So Kesef Misha says, Shiluach Pera is Gidul Seir, Yomim Harbi Ma'ot. And then it's Mutta Filo Gorba Chaverev. Gorba Chaverev, Konshig Lepera, also good. Either one. Either one. And the Smach has another Pshat, Nirushalmi. The Smach quotes is on page Tav Kuf Ayin, end of the first column. He quotes Nirushalmi, the Shir Garu Shloshim Yom Acha Shloshim Rishonim. So we saw in the Hagos, in the Franklin. It doesn't exist. Chen Hevi Dakin Moshe B'Shem HaKolbo. And the Kolbo Shem HaSmach, as we saw in the Hagos Varas. Feni Rishalmi less is a member zoo. It's not there. Venire, whom a forest can give us a Rishalmi anal. The other vimo also chishtach pera, heino she also the skalech old shloshim yom yosim ishara bailim. Yishtach pera, you know? That's a 30 day thing. So we start the shiur today. 30 shtach pera, 30 days. Pera pera. The shiur pera yom shloshim yom. Oh, ashikabu chaverev, tok shloshim yom ashnim. That's exactly what the Smach says. I go, Smach explains. Zema shakosu the shiagaru shloshim yom acha shloshim erishonim. The bishloshim ashnim, tzorach ligabo, tilahatalo tiglachas. Bashenken acha rosim shloshim yom, and tzorach gara kikva godo pera in a shloshim yom yosem meacherim. That's in the pshat in the Yerushalmi. Meiridik. Meiridik. Amazing pshat. It's a beautiful pshat. And the Smach says, since it's Yerushalmi says, Ova v'imo, there's a shiur Tosefes HaYisrael Eskalech an extra month. In Pogabo, a regal, like a shloshim yom Rishonim, a regal mafsiko. Kol dova she'osu v'shem shloshim v'in a toli b'dovor, a regal mafsiko. As Rabbeinu Peretz explains, it's quoted in the Bach as well. Meiridik. Meiridik. It's a beautiful pshat. You got to admit, it's a beautiful pshat. Wow. It's a beautiful pshat. Ah. A beautiful pshat. So far, Abosai, so good. Now, the question becomes as follows. We have 60 days, right? It's 30 plus 30. 30 plus 30. Good. He asked the Kasha, why Tzorech Ian? I mean, it's on page Tav Kuf Ayin. Kev and the Gamabavim, O Yesh Shiel, the Yisit Tisporis. Im Kei Lama Bishloshim Yom Arishonim. And a regular mafsik. To a time, then a regular mafsik be of a vimbo. Says in the Yerushalmi. Dafka dava shatoli b'shiva v'shloshim regular mafsik. Grom hocha ad shishach perat shigur v'chaverov. The gifts of smak, either one. Hare the das a smak. Gam be of a vimbo yeshia shal shishim yom. Umayshlam hu shloshim o shishim. That's his kasha. That's his kasha. So he quotes a tense from the Shura Knesset Gdolah. It's the end of page Tufkov Ayin. Yeah. The mash amru to ba'ava v'imo in a regal mavatla mishum sha'asa sh'yigaru bo en ha'kavon aloma sh'tama chumra ne'hagara en ha'kavon aloma the came in the ava v'imo istan chumra achwiti sh'eino mistaba sh'yigaru chavera machwin and gam came sh'regal eino mavatla gzeret shloshim also shabba devi ha'smach to be shloshim eino mavatla mishum da'ava v'imo chumra from shloshim ha'shnim lo chumra yosim shloshim nishar v'elim. For regular mafsiko, that's what he says. All right, if I'm right, remember this is the Shiur Knesset Agdola Lishitaso. He's the one who said you can't shave against another Yehuda, right? As we saw from the very beginning. Okay, it seems to have a different answer. There is not one 60-day count. That is incorrect. The whole assumption is incorrect. There were two 30-day counts. There were two 30-day counts. Each one is 30. The regel can't knock off both. Enochinami can argue. If the regel would come within Shloshim Yom, it might cancel it. And from then you would count the second Shloshim Yom. Perhaps? Perhaps. Narabosai, the Rif says, we saw that we had before in the Mukay Yosef, let's read the Rif say. Al Ove Ve'imo, take a look, Rabosai. What page was it again? Yud Dalet or Lamed Hey by me. I think it was Lamed Hey. Give a look, please. Lamed Hey. Or Yud Dalet if you have it. Al Ove Ve'alimo, says the Rif. Yigadel Pera Ach Yigubo Chaverov. Loshen Rif. There's a base Yosef. Gidel Pera is 30 days. And the Rif is Mamayat the Gaara of Tosh Loshen. If you look in the footnotes in the tour, Chav Gimel, I have to see. Give a look in Chav Gimel. He says like this. Dvarav Tzorachim, Ma Ravusa Bezeh. It's Pshita. Okay, I'm reading you again. The Chav Gimel is going on the, where's the Chav Gimel in the first place? On the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef presumably quotes the Rif. Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. There be a Rif. I'm reading the Rif one more time from the Beis Yosef. If you haven't, you don't have a Beis Yosef, look on the Rif. Alava v'alimo yigadol perash yigubel chaverov. V'nire, says the Beis Yosef, the gidul pera and a shloshim yom, for the osir lemut the elam goro b'chaver of tov shloshim yom the osir. Frekt chav gimel is pshita. What aviv v'imo is different than shar mesim? It's obviously only osir is osir for 30 days. It's no heter of gara. Ulai mairi b'pogabo haregel toch lamid. Listen carefully. To b'shar mesim bital haregel gzeres lamid. This is the Knosek Dol again. This is the Pischet Shuv again. Against the Nodeb Yehuda. Gewalt. 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 So they have the Chumrah. But I don't like this Chumrah. It can't be. If it meant that, in the Rif, it's Ika Chosim and Asefer. They gave an Okimta Pshah. It's referring to a case where there was a Gaara within 30 days, which was almost impossible in those days, and didn't shave. But a Mapitom. The answer is, it's a Din Pashut. It is a Din Pashut. Let me read the Rif one more time. Rif is like I say, Dava Pashut. Alove v'alimo yigadol pera ach yiguo bo chaverov. It's Pashut. Why did the Rif say so? You know why he said it? You shouldn't think that since we have a Din of Chumrah, of Gaara by Avavimo, maybe you might think it works for Kula too. Or you might think that Gara works for all Krovim within 30 days, which is one push-up shot in the Rishalmi. Olam etz mutl galech tol shlosh b'avimo b'erv yontif shigiyat kshir Gara against Chav Gimel in the Hagos Varos. And here I want to come to another Chiddush in the time that's allowed. Rabosai, what happened in the following case? Let's start. Simon Tafsiv Beis. Everyone open to Simon Tafsiv Beis, please. Simon Tafsiv Beis. See what it says. I'm trying to answer the Kasha against the Tosafot that we started with. Every 30 is 29. How can every 30 be 29? Look at the Ramah Simon Tafsiv Beis. In Pogayom Shloshim Shel Avelos B'Shabbos, Yom Esim V'Tisha B'Erev Shabbos, Mut Lo Lirchos B'Erev Shabbos, Afim V'Kolmo Shenoagim Shel Lirchos Kol Shloshim. There's a minhag in some places, which some people can keep today. I think it's impossible, but people do it. Not to shower for 30 days. That's what it says. The whole Alumi Dina Shor Le'achashiva, El Shenoagu L'Hachmir Kol Shloshim, yeah. P'chagav Neshori B'Shem Kvot Shabbos. Yeah. Akula. Akula. Where does it come from? So if you look in the Darkei Moshe, Rabosai here, in Simon Tov, he says something quite amazing. He brings in the toast that we thought was a shita which no one would ever accept for anything, and he quotes it. The Darkei Moshe quotes it over here in Sivkot and Hay. Look what he says. Anu nog in Yisra Rechitzik Oshloshim. Yeah? That's what he says. Fine. He says as follows. He says, but if it's Friday, we can be Mekil. It's only a minig. What are we relying on? Yeshlokov Lismach Aman de Mekil Usvirle, the Yom Chavtes Ola Bemokum Shloshim, Kemoshin Isbar Aliel Sim Shimon Tzadik. Who said that? Who said that? That's Tosfos. Tosfos suggested Rabbeinu Yom Tov that all 30 turns into 29. The Ramah is relying on it. Can you believe it? The Ramah is not with respect to a din of the Gemara, but with respect to the minig of 30 days, he's relying on it. Pilei ployim. So that, again, I told you today is Divrei Sofrim day. One final Divrei Sofrim over here in Simon Tuf. Siv Beis. And the Biru Halacha. If you have it, I'll put it on the screen if you want. Simon Tuf, Siv Beis. There we go. In Pogba Lamed Avels Yom Shabbos Yom Ber Chavtes Yom Shabbos Mutlo Leiruchas Ber Shabbos, even the Mekomot which don't normally do it. Yeah, where does it come from? One second. He says over here like this: if it's Dina de Gemara, we have to be Machmer to Shlosh. Explains as follows. I'm trying to give you the pshat. Our Gemara from yesterday. There are two kulas. One, they deny Mekasim Kukulo, and here they will accept it. And two, the Gzeres Shloshim on a Machtirim Lechvod Regel. Right? On the second kula, it's only the Kavod Regel. It's the first kula, Rabbanim will be Mode Mekasim Kukulo, even the Kavod Shabbos. Second. Bevul if he said that grossovik, as the Dake Moshe says, Tayetakan Rak Mashim Darmina and the Yom Shvi Ola Lakan Olakan. Right? That's he's assuming. No, I read the wrong piece. I apologize. The next piece, the whole Medina. The Dake Moshe says, Tos Masekhas Mahkot, New Testament base, Machos of Yot Rabbi Yontav Tosas Harav. If Yonder says it's only 29 days, we don't accept it, but if it's only time we did it to Gemara, we do accept it. Fine? That's what he says. V'nir b'bir d'varav. This is very carefully to the words. The davke b'davah sh'osam yikir adin, kol shloshim, lo amina d'yom shvi ola l'kan ola l'kan. You can't cut every 30 to 29 by saying 7a. We always said 7a and 7b. Rabbeinu Yonder says, no, 7 and 8. So every day 7 counts as 2 days. The first day is 7, the second day is 8. We don't accept that when it's Medina de Gemara. Aber bedavar she Medina osra at Shiva, on a machmir mat shloshim, where is the kamo shnei yisurim, yisur rish and nimshach at Shiva, yisur sheni mimin haga, she nimshach at shloshim. L'chein b'zeh shapi yishloma kema de yisur rish and nigma b'mikzas hayom, yisur sheni maskul b'osu yom, yom Shiva l'kan l'kan, it's 7 and 8. 7 and 8. So what's he saying? What he's saying as follows is, he's saying typically Shloshim is one count from 1 to 30. No difference between within 7 and after 7. You can't say it's 7 and 8. It's ridiculous. It's all, day 6 is the same as day 12. But Rechitza, the beginning is a din, the end is a minig. There are really two counts. It's a 7 day count and a 23 day count. And the end of day 7 is day 1 of day 23. So now I have the following Shaila, Rabbosai. After answering the Shaila today, we'll have to discuss it tomorrow. In all Isurei Shloshim, which are Medina, is it one 30-day count? Or maybe it's a 7-day count and a 23-day count? What do you say? I'll give you the hint of my Chiddush, which will explain for tomorrow Shia. Most 30-day counts are only 30-day counts. The Rambam counts them only in day 30. But there's one exception. What is that? Tisporis. He counts it twice. He counts it for Shiva and he counts it for Shlosha. So you could say, that's what the Bir Halacha suggests, of Divrei Sofer, that Shloshim is only for a man and not for a woman. Shimon Sadi Sif Hey. So it's an Isan Nosaf. Seven is for men and for women. And Shloshim is less serious. The next 23 days, only for men, not for women. So I'll give you the hint of tomorrow's Teretz. Tomorrow's Teretz is going to be to Rabbeinu Yom Tov. He only said his din with respect to Sforis. With respect to Sforis, there are two counts, as you see from here. There's a 7-day count and a 23-day count. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yom Tov is Chiddush Nifla. It's not seven, it's seven half, and the second half is day eight. But when it comes to Giyutz, it's only one long 30 days. He will not say his Chiddush. And therefore, the Kashu is, no Shloshim. But there is a Shloshim. For Giyutz and for Simchas Mereyas and for everything else. Only to Sporus, he said it. That's going to be my Chiddush for tomorrow, Shia. We'll have to stop now because we're out of time. Okay.
The recording has stopped.
Leave a meeting.